This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. 10 years ago, the American Dental Association unsuccessfully sued to get the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium to halt its Alaska Dental Health Aid Therapist program. Now, that program has won a national award for its innovative approach to providing Alaska Natives with dental care, and the idea is expanding to other states. The head of the Dental Health Aid Therapist Training Program, Dr. Mary Willard, accepted the Indian Health Service Director's Award last month on behalf of the team she says has changed dental health in Alaska.
So over 40,000 people now have access to direct patient care by a dental provider living in their community, where there probably wasn't ever one that lived in these smaller communities before.
The Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium launched the Dental Health Therapist Program 10 years ago because tribal health organizations across the state were continually recruiting but always short of dentists. And Alaska Native children had cavity rates 2.5 times higher than kids in the lower 48. Dental therapists get 2 years training, including a hands-on practicum. They can do fillings, extract baby teeth, and apply sealants. Willard says they also focus on patient education, describing the work of a therapist in Northwest Alaska.
One of the DHET, Aurora Johnson, reported that in a school where she typically saw 8 or so kids with no cavities out of the 60 in the school, this year she had 34 with no cavities. So that's a huge increase, and exactly what we're looking for. Our Alaska Native children around the state can and should be cavity-free.
Willard says regional hub providers say they're now seeing fewer emergency flights from villages that have dental therapists who catch problems early.
The model in Alaska is frankly the best model that should be exported to other parts of the country.
Al Yee is a senior project advisor for Community Catalyst, a national consumer health advocacy organization. He says Minnesota and Maine have adopted legislation authorizing dental therapists to provide care, and he says New Mexico and Vermont have pushed legislation through one house in their legislatures. Yee says organizations in some 15 other states are working to launch pilot projects as a first step toward authorization of dental therapists. He says one of the selling points is better dental care for more people.
They may not have insurance, or they may have Medicaid. In their particular geography, there may not be a lot of providers that take Medicaid patients. So it's more than just the geographic distance of highly rural areas like obviously in Alaska. But there are access issues even in inner cities as well.
Yee says dental therapists are also cost-effective, and he says because they live in the communities they serve, they provide culturally appropriate care in villages. The American Dental Association has attacked the program since it began. The ADA says therapists are not qualified to do fillings and extractions. However, supporters say the therapists work within a limited scope, and several studies have shown they provide quality care equal to or exceeding that of dentists. The ADA has fought the authorization of dental therapists in several other states. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jocelyn Estes.